Well, look who it ain't. All the way up the road, depending on where you are, or down the road, or left or right on the road, in Norwich, pure heart and soul of Norwich, it's my friend and yours, it's little Justin Panks.
All right,
Justin.
Hello. Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. You?
I'm very, very good. It's good to hear your voice.
No, it's not.
No. I mean, I've heard your voice, haven't I?
You've heard it on occasion.
Yeah.
Ashley, your relationship to my voice seems to be that my voice is like a dog whistle.
Yeah.
That when you hear it, you have to retaliate and be horrible to me and say horrible things. And
that is not true.
Oh, my.
I come running with my tongue hanging out.
To judge and shit on me and my shit in my mouth.
Ah, sometimes
and then,
do that.
And then, like, bully, you shit in my mouth and then you reach into my mouth and you grab the shit and you, like, half of it's in my mouth and half is in your hand and you rub it all in my eyes and ear holes and up my nose.
Yeah, because it's all tangled in my fur and I trod
it
throughout
in
your house.
Your big honey monster hand.
I've got big hands.
Well, anyway, here we are. What's been going on there?
That's
been,
what
right?
They've been missing. That's what
no,
they've been
no
missing.
One's missing. As Scrapper Blackwell, or was it that cover of a Bessie Smith song? As the song goes, nobody wants to know you when you're down.
Everyone wants to know you when you're down, Justin.
Well, I'm up. I'm back. I can't do the hip hop air horns with my sans ovula situation going on.
Can you
on.
Not go?
No, I can't.
Oh, it's pathetic.
I'm fucking disabled now. I'm working on the blue badge, going through the bureaucracy and red tape.
Because you can't do air horns.
I can't do a fake I'm bored snoring noise, which was a big part of my repertoire. When
yeah, it really has helped out with our relationship.
Yeah, but when I used to say to someone, what do you do? And they would always go, oh, I can IT. I used to go, do the snoring noise. But now it just sounds like a Dyson Airblade on the fritz.
Like that.
Hey, here's something you don't see anymore, I realised.
Oh, go on, yeah. I mean,
cows
I thought you were just going to carry on. I forgot
cows
how this
licks.
Works.
Cows
oh,
licks.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember when I was at school, 3 out of 10 children had a cow's lick.
Yeah, it's due to diet or something.
Is there, where's the cow's lick gone?
Because a cow's lick is basically the position, and a proper one is an unfortunate positioning of the crown, isn't it? Like
to me a cow's lick, I'm probably wrong. Okay, what I'm talking about is a young cheeky chappy there in the old primary school would have different shaped hair follicles along a portion of his hairline at the fringe. And
yeah,
like,
that's exactly what I'm saying.
That's
that
like
is
crown.
Exactly...
The crown's the back of your head where you go
well,
bald.
No, the crown can be at any point of your head. It is where the hair sort of emanates from, starts
oh,
growing
I
from.
Thought it was different shaped follicles.
So it is that. That is exactly what it is.
Do you remember do you remember that cow's licks were quite common?
Yeah.
Not seen
well,
one.
There was, there was a kid at
one.
My school had, because I've got a double crown on the back. So my hair sort of swirls in two directions at the back. But yeah. There was a kid at my school who had a double crown at the front. So he kind of had a massive cow's lick and like a swirl of hair at the side of it.
Right. Well, the one on the fringe, it does look like a cow has licked your forehead and stuck your hair
yes.
up.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that is, it basically means your hair grows in the opposite direction to how it, the rest of it is right at the front.
I love a cow's lick, mate. I was sort of quite envious when I was young.
I was jealous of the fact they could get their hair into a quiff much easier.
I went to school during the era of the flat top, where they had the big, like an afro comb with a spirit level on it.
Yes.
And I used to go, can I have a flat top? And the hairdresser would go, well, your hair's curly, you can't. And I couldn't have the spiky, gelled up hair. Remember when people would have a spike?
Yep.
A Chuckle Brother style spike. I could not have that, nor could I go into the flat top. But I will say this, in the way that the universe seems to cosmically karma even things out, the kids at school that had spiky hair and flat tops, and I was envious of their hair, now I bump into them and they're bald and I'm not. And they look at my hair and go, oh, wish I
think
had his hair.
I might have a talent for spotting baldness early on. I can
first
pretty
kid
much
to get
look...
pubes. First kid to get pubes was the first kid to go bald. Rule of
Well, yeah,
thumb.
That's due to testosterone, is it?
So they say. But is are bald men got more testosterone? Is that not like when people have nits saying, oh, I've got really clean hair, then they're going clean hair. Like,
oh,
what
that
a
bothers
nit.
Me, yeah.
That's bollocks. What, a family
bollocks.
Of nits turn up with their suitcase and all their worldly possessions on their back and go, oh, this hair's a bit dirty, fuck this, let's jump ship. They just got any fucking old hair.
I totally agree. I've championed this for so long. I'm pleased that someone else agrees. Nits couldn't give a shit. It's just a way of making nit kids feel slightly better about their nits.
Yeah. Well, you reckon you think nits are on right move, looking at scalps going, well, that one's a bit dirty. Oh, no.
Like, yeah, totally
they
agree.
Literally, like a nit goes in your
They love grubby
jump
kids.
Off.
You know what? Jump. They love grubby kids because they want to lay their eggs and have those eggs not washed out.
Exactly. Like
also,
a nit's going to jump off your hair because you don't use Head and Shoulders regularly. What a fucking sham.
Here's something that's not politically correct.
Oh, yes, please.
When I went to school, I reckon 20% of my year group were in some way odd kids. One way or another.
Might have just been the class you was in, but go on.
No, I'm talking about the whole year.
Well,
right.
you did go to a special remedial school. Is that a word? Is that an OK word? What does that mean?
I'm
it just
talking
means to remedy
about,
something.
There was a kid whose head was sort of on sideways.
Oh, yeah, the old sideways head kid. Again,
there
like cow's licks. You don't see that so much now.
There was a kid with a double cow's lick in the front.
Cow's lick.
There was a kid who looked like... Well, he had the biggest lips... But he looked like he'd been constantly crying. So his eyes were like, he had droopy eyelids, huge lips.
Well, in
lips.
Those days, of course, maybe he hadn't been diagnosed with a nut allergy and was eating peanut butter on toast every morning. He spent
this
his whole
thing.
Childhood in anaphylactic shock.
But there was another kid who had the worst eczema I've ever seen on anyone. He looked like...
Freddy Krueger?
The singing detective.
Oh, the singing detective. I ain't flaky like you, singing detective.
But he was like that. But that's because also, again, he hadn't been diagnosed with some sort of allergy, I'm sure.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck back then. That's that old hack joke.
But he also used to eat pilchard sandwiches every day for lunch.
What a fucking skank. Hey, so I asked you a question.
He's allergic to pilchards, wasn't he, I imagine?
He's allergic to sandwiches and air, oxygen.
Possibly.
And he had one of those showers that was like two rubber snorkels pressed onto the taps. And he
not legal anymore, of course.
He would go home and burn himself and all his skin would drop off every night. And then he'd go to school the next day. Hey, I asked you a question in our hiatus and I think it's worthy of, on the podcast, asking again.
Shall we bother doing this anymore?
That? Shall we bother doing anything anymore? What's the point of any of it? Staring into the abyss for a few months?
You asked that a bit, yeah.
Asked that a few times. So, the question of, both your legs are amputated.
Yeah.
You get your fake ones. Prosthetic.
Yeah.
What size feet do you ask for?
It's a great question.
Because I went with kids' size feet because the shoes are cheaper. But you went with big old feet so people would assume you had a gigantic hog.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's where we're different.
I'm not saving money on trainers. I'm not worried about saving money on trainers.
Yeah, but I, as we all know, as regular listeners back in the day will know, I once purchased a very low price pair of New Balance, and when they turned up, they were a child's shoes. And
because you're a size 8 or something, aren't you?
10, but thanks for trying to emasculate me.
So you got a size child size 10 pair of New Balance delivered, and they fit in the palm of your hand. And it was
they fitted in the palm of my hand.
It was
but
the best
I would
day
go child
ever.
Size 10 because they're VAT free, aren't they? You don't pay tax on children's shoes. That's what
it
I
is,
would do.
It's a weird thing to be able to make the decision as to what size.
Do you think you get asked?
Hold on, I've just realised, more important than that, I've just realised a bigger thing. You could decide how tall you want to be.
Yeah, exactly. Put a couple of extra inches in the shin and take a couple of inches off the foot.
Foot added on the thigh. I'm 8 foot tall.
I'll be going into Foot Locker. Tallest guy in there. With 20 quid in my hand for a pair
with
of
tiny size 10 children's
tiny
shoes.
Tiny little shoes. And I could take my shoes off and pick up litter with my pointy little tiny feet.
That's incredible. I'd never even thought about that.
Here's another thing I haven't thought about. Or I have thought about. The reason that I realised it was in the summer. I saw a guy with two prosthetic shins and obviously Yeah, I'm assuming
but
he had
real
shoes.
Real feet and thighs.
Yeah, I'm assuming his feet were fake as well. But he had shorts on. And you think, that is just to let everyone know you've got prosthetic legs because yeah, they can't get hot, can they?
No. Well, unless he's got hot thighs.
Well, no, but shorts cover your thighs.
Yeah.
That's like if you had hot palms putting fingerless gloves on. It's pointless. It is just to say, hey, look, everyone, look at my shiny legs.
That's a good point.
Get
Why
the
do
fucking
I ever wear
shorts off. You're scaring the children, mate.
Why
you
do
cunt.
I wear... Why do I wear shorts? For what purpose do I wear shorts?
But what, when you've got fake legs, when you've got two metal shins, and like those a cobbler's lasts on the end of your feet, you know, those metal...
Yes.
Yeah, that's called a last. Good knowledge, Jussie. Yeah, if you got fake legs, you shouldn't be allowed to wear... That's like walking around with no eye and no eye patch. Cover that shit up. Don't want to be walking down the street with an eye, gaping eye like a porn star's asshole. We want that shit covered up with a patch or some dark glasses.
I can imagine you without an eye.
Without an eye? Well, one of them is fake, isn't it?
Yeah, but I can imagine you having a false eye. Like, either a false
eye. I have got a false eye.
You have. You definitely haven't, have you?
No.
I can imagine you with a false tooth.
I've got a false tooth.
I know. You're so proud of it as well.
I can imagine you with... diabetes. Sorry. So we've missed it.
Well, you haven't missed it, have it? Because you've just carried on with that.
Okay, so here's another question. You lose a foot to diabetes.
For fuck's sake.
It's when, not if. Do you get the same? Would you get one small foot, one big? Would you just go, you'd have to match it up, wouldn't you?
No, I'd get one that was one size bigger.
I think I'd go smaller again. And I would just get one, and this is what I'd do. I'd buy children's size shoes to fit the small one. Yeah. And then my real foot, I would just steal the display one from shops because they always have one out, don't they?
Yeah. Well, that does happen, apparently.
It does happen.
That's why
I stole a pair of shoes once from a bowling alley.
Really? What, you just fancied the look, did you?
They were those Nike Karachis back in about 1991, and they were like really expensive. They were like socks with a, they were like a sort of Vulcan rubber sock in a sort of framework with a sole on. Do you know the ones I mean?
Yeah, I do.
And they were too small, but it didn't matter because they were like, my toes just poked out over the sole. They were like sandals with the socks built in.
Yeah, I used to love those. But the trouble is, because I was constantly playing football, they basically broke your ankle every time you ever play football because you were going over and there was absolutely no support for your foot and ankle.
Oh, now you sound like a mum. My mum used to go, and they support for your feet. Basically, like, she used
to... But they remade them with a plastic sort of almost like a rubber cage that come from the base and around the front across the laces.
Yeah, that's what these ones had.
So the ones I had didn't have that. They had just nothing. So you were constantly going over on your
ankle. Are you sure that you didn't ask your parents for a pair of Nike Karachi and they just gave you a pair of socks because they were cheaper? Like, there you go, boy.
I had Nike Karachi.
So anyway, talking about you playing football, I'm now a fully functioning member of a gymnasium.
You joined a gym.
Joined the gym, getting trim, getting in shape.
You sent me a picture of your bicep yesterday.
Oh, yeah, and you was nice about that. You were like, is that your deformed one? I said, yes, it is. And you started calling me a T-Rex and other things I can't say on here.
It was just because your bicep, obviously you snapped it. For the listener who doesn't know, Justin snapped his bicep.
A tendon.
A bit selfish, really, because it was just before the biggest gig of my life, wasn't it? And you were meant to
I was meant to be supporting
to
you.
Yeah. So, but that's fine.
Yeah, well, I was like, rather than... be his little bitch and support him, I'm going to cause myself probably the worst injury I've ever had in my life.
But the trouble is now, when you flex that muscle, it your trap goes down rather than your...
tricep.
Gloop.
Trap is the lumps on your shoulders beside your
neck. Your trap and gloops.
Your glutes are your buttocks.
You're really working on your trap and gloops.
I'm working on my... don't know
what
I'm working
on. You're going to a gym. You're going to the easy gym.
I'm going to the gym.
Pumping iron.
I'm doing a good mixture of resistance training and cardiovascular exercise.
What are you resisting? You're not very good at resisting. So what have you been resisting?
I resist grabbing the lycra-clad men. That didn't end where you thought it was going to end. Oh, anyway, yeah. I want to just bring up another question because I've been obviously been thinking about stuff.
Been mulling over the
last
5 months.
You can't stop
that,
can you? You can't stop a man thinking, surely. Right?
Well, you tell me.
Unless you give him ketamine or whatever. But you said the words politically correct earlier. Now, obviously, it's a done to death topic, but it does make me think that this is very, very, very misleading or almost nonsensical term. Because let's say in the realms of the mathematics, 2 + 2 = 4, that is the correct answer. It's finite.
Yeah, I agree.
Politics, what is correct? Because it changes. What one person thinks is politically correct, another person might not. So in these ever-changing parameters, I don't think that term really is fit for purpose.
And why politically correct?
Yeah, why politically correct? Because if you're left wing, then everything the right does is politically incorrect.
Well, in the true and also words of... it's almost an oxymoron, isn't it? Because you know the politicians these days are most in the news for saying things like, "If I was in Grenfell, I wouldn't have listened to the Fire Brigade; I'd have survived." A little
bit
of common sense.
And if they're Labour, they say things like, "I hate Jews."
They do say that.
Why do they say that in the Labour Party?
I don't think they do, but I do think it's a way of making people not like them by saying that's what they say.
Well, you remember Ken Livingstone had an anti-Semitic blip as well a few years back. It does seem to be a thing.
I think there's an anti-Semitic blip generally, but...
In everyone.
It's very easy nowadays, isn't it, to basically go, ah, they think this, or they said this, and really build it up and go, ah, yeah, but they say that. And then it's like when you're having an argument and you get one point that you can prove, and so you go, yeah, but you said this.
No, you are definitely tarred and feather for all eternity if you misspeak.
But the problem is, there might be an equal number of anti-Semites in every party. Just as
I
there
think
is
anti-Semitism is very all pervasive still. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Right.
I don't know why. I don't get it. That's one I don't get. Like other racism things, I can sort of go, yeah, I can sort of see your point, I suppose. I'm not, but yeah, I can, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? But like that one, I'm like, I don't get it. They seem sort of quite in effect, you know.
You married one.
Yeah, I did. So, and here's the other, here's my, oh my God, sorry.
You all right, mate?
No, I'm not well. I've got a virus. So, here's my analogy for the current climate for being a comedian or anyone on a public platform. And you're going to like it because it's sci-fi based.
Oh.
Right. Speaking on Twitter, on the platform of something such as Twitter, and avoiding the politically correct hate mob that will come and destroy you if you're incorrect, is like Luke Skywalker in the garbage disposal unit.
Yeah.
Whereas that, the monster is the zeitgeist of the public
slithering around underneath the murky water.
The climate of politically correctness is the walls moving in, so you get less space to move, and the confines get smaller and smaller. But the monster's got a better chance of getting you.
And also, as your audience grows, you get bigger in a smaller environment.
Don't start fucking. Yeah, all right, good point. But don't you jump on my analogy, mate. Get your own fucking analogy.
I would never do that.
Well, that's what you've just done there.
So, since we last recorded, I've made my television debut.
You made your television? No, you've been on telly before on that game show.
Oh, yeah.
What television debut?
Well, I didn't tell you, did I?
Well, no, this is all news to me.
I was in a TV show.
No, you weren't. Well,
I was. I've spoken to you about this, so...
Have you?
Oh, in a way, I guess. So I was hosting a comedy show where someone who was filming a TV show was to perform a sort of short slot.
Why didn't you tell me it was on?
Well, have you seen... So basically, there was my debut on TV was in a show called Who Are You Calling Fat? Other names for it was Obese Like Me... And the F word, I believe, or the O word.
I don't like any of those. Let's brainstorm.
It was It was a show about very large people getting on in society.
Right, and you was headhunted.
I was headhunted to host the show. I wasn't taking part in the show. I just happened to be hosting the comedy show.
That was good for them, wasn't it? That's like if they went to film Ben-Hur chariot scene and got around the corner, they just happened to be at 80,000 strong stadium full of people. They'd have been like, oh, result. That saved us some work. Look at this big, fat, chubby Chubbington on the mic. He's not even part of the show.
All right. Have you seen...
I'm referring to you, by the way.
My girlfriend, as I came on the screen, like, cause we watched it like a week or so after it went out.
Couldn't bring yourself to.
I just forgot.
Go on.
My girlfriend went, oh, you actually look quite thin. But by comparison.
Standing next to Rick Waller.
She said by comparison.
Fucking hell, how big were they?
Oh no, really big.
Millennium Dome big?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favourite song.
You know, it's fine. Do
absolutely like. Nothing wrong with being like hideously unfit and fat, is there, Ash?
No.
Hey, I ate a pot noodle the other day.
I hadn't finished.
Oh, go on then.
I can't remember.
Better be good now, mate.
Oh,
go
yeah,
on,
yeah, yeah.
It.
So, have you seen the film Monsters, Inc.?
No, but I know that there's. I know of it.
So there's the little green one with the eye.
Solly and Molly or something like that.
He's on a TV advert where the entire time he's on the TV screen, the Monsters, Inc. logo sort of covers him up, basically. So it's like a big advert for Monsters, Inc., but the entire time you can't really see him. And afterwards they look at him like he's going to be really sad to have missed out, but he's actually just really excited because he was on the advert. He barely was. That was me on this show, because basically, like, obviously everything was filmed. They showed some of the other acts that were on. They even showed one of them doing a joke. But when it was me, it was just, I went, please welcome, and then introduced the act onto stage. That was it.
And how big were they?
How big was the person I introduced?
Yeah.
Well, he's very, very large.
And he's doing comedy, or it was just for the show?
Yeah, he's doing stand-up, yeah.
Has he got any jokes about how big he is? Let me hazard a guess.
But I think he just tries to not do that, to be fair. I think he was just trying to... I think he was a decent stand-up, to be fair to him.
I've got to see it now. What was it called? The big fat word or something?
I think it was called... Who Are You Calling Fat? I think it was called.
Who Are You Calling Fat? That's not even a pun on anything. That's shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about it, but there you go. That was it. So since, you know, big star now.
You're a big star.
Yeah, so and also, I'm now on IMDb. Was I on IMDb last time we recorded?
I don't know what that is.
You know the Internet Movie Database?
Oh, right. For the pornos?
Yeah, for all the pornos.
For all the pornos, yep. Know it well.
But, yeah, I'm on that now as well.
Do you remember when people used to look at porn? Do they still do that?
What, look at pornography? I don't know.
I honestly haven't for 3 years, I reckon.
Well, yeah, same here. We both have very...
Is it our age, or are we just over it? Is it too much of a good thing? It was all new, the internet?
I think I watched Brett Goldstein. I always had strong feelings, but I never was a big one anyway for it. And then I watched Brett Goldstein's show about it and listened to John Ronson's thing about it.
Oh, yeah, I heard him on a podcast talking about how some Belgian guy owns all the websites,
yeah,
and
very
now
Porn
Valley in America, wherever it's called, doesn't make any money anymore.
No, because this one guy went, let's make it free. But, maybe it's our age. Maybe it's just a matter of respect. Maybe we respect too much.
Well, it's definitely not that. It's my age. I think if I bust a nut now, it's just depressing now, like, just how it just... feebly dribbles out the end. It's like,
and you just see yourself.
It's just another reminder
just
of
yourself.
No, it's just like when I bust, it's like, what was that? It's like my prostate is like a reluctant salesperson that's lost faith in its product. It's like when I was young, it would like be pumping it out, like proud of my DNA. But now all my spunks.
What's it selling? What's it selling? Metaphorically,
my DNA is selling me.
No,
it's selling
metaphorically,
me.
Metaphorically.
Yes, my prostate was like, girls, get some of this. Good athletic children. And now my prostate's like,
sorry.
He's like a salesman on his last day. There's no more commission. He doesn't believe in the product anymore. He's like a salesman selling flammable cladding to a tower block. Going, I suppose you can have this if you want, but no one wouldn't advise you. That's what my prostate is doing with my...
It's weird because your prostate's also got the same inner monologue as you.
Yeah, no, I think it all marries up, doesn't it? I think that's your little your second brain in a man's prostate. You think with it when you're younger. It's like a little brain, I think.
It looks like a little brain, actually.
Apparently, it's like a walnut. Yeah, which is looks like a brain.
There you go.
So
full circle.
Gone full circle. About the pineal gland that's shaped like a pine cone in the middle of your head. It's your third eye. Apparently, it's got a lens on it. Did you know that?
Where is it?
In the middle of your brain, with three eyes. And there's a lens on it.
What kind of lens?
Like a lens on your eye, a little lens.
But do you reckon there actually is?
I have no idea.
It's like such a half bit.
What do you think's happened in our hiatus? I've been doing research and ginning up on my facts, or do you think I've just been laying in bed counting my toes?
Well, I think you're an active-brained man, so I don't think you've just been laying there counting your toes.
Exactly, but I haven't been trying to like shore up my knowledge either. I'm just like, yeah, that'll do. Sounds about right. Fuck it.
Yeah, but that is the Justin Panks way, isn't it? It's half truths. It's half informations. You're very good at painting in between the lines.
I think that you've sold me short. I think that
you're like a dot-to-dot artist. Is what?
But there's only one dot. But you, whenever I do posit a notion and you check it out, more often than not, I'm right, and you can't believe.
Oh, it's often based in some sort of semblance of fact. But what I also find is you're also like ahead of the curve on conspiracy theories that don't yet exist.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, go on.
Well, the paedophile man.
Yeah.
He had an island. I mean, this is a smoking gun.
His Pedo island. Island.
Paedophile island.
Why did he call it that?
Maybe it was to deter holidaymakers. I don't know call it that. But that is hiding in plain sight, as the rich and powerful tend to do, don't they?
Yes.
And his plane was called the Lolita Express. His private jet that he would fly underage girls to paedophile island to definitely not have sex with Prince Andrew or mm-hmm. Bill Clinton or Bill Gates. Was he involved?
Don't think Bill Gates has been fingered.
Well, he hasn't, but, you know. But what they say is, I didn't know this, they have to log every passenger on every plane. So there's records of everyone that's ever been on his plane.
Yeah.
So why the fuck didn't he get a boat?
Well, is it not... Well, time? Because
I'm saying...
I tell you what, I really fancy some underage sex.
Yeah, I'm going to get the ferry. I'll be there in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
like the pilgrims going to America. Not everyone's going to make it.
Even if that is your bag, right... I don't think you want to be... Like, he was known for that. Like, they'd go to him for that purpose. Like, he must be... When he sat there on his own, like you were saying, sitting there counting your toes, he must sit there going, oh, for God's sake, I'm known as the guy who gets underage people in for these celebrities.
Here's something controversial and shouldn't say. I think it being organised and would take the fun out of it.
Well, but that's the same as anything, isn't it?
I mean, if it's your thing, surely it's the thrill of the... Okay.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. But then that's, like I say, that's the same as any, let's say, kink. Like, I think too much prep of any kind...
I don't think you can call it a kink, mate.
No, I think you're probably right. But I'm saying of any kind of kink, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Because I think with anything. Like, if you were... It's that thing
Gary
of, like,
Glitter was a kinky bastard, wasn't he?
When you have that thing where your partner goes, oh, you wait till you get home tonight. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. Does it ever, A, even happen, or B, live up to expectation? No.
No, I'm a spontaneity type of guy.
Yeah, so you haven't done.
So if I was, if I was a paedophile, I would definitely play it by ear and not go to any organised.
I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's just me.
I totally agree with your stance on paedophilia.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's. I'm not. I don't agree with you saying it's a kink.
I didn't mean that. I said any kind of kink as a separate thing.
Gotcha.
Christ. It's a minefield, isn't it?
So it isn't politically correct. It's gone mad, mate. Like I said, those walls are coming in.
My kink is having sex in a minefield.
Yeah, my kink is...
Bit dead air there. What were we?
It is... Don't know. So, what else has happening in the world? Lots must have happened. Brexit's got that all sorted in our... Anyway, that's all sorted now, isn't it?
Well, you know, summer, that happened.
Yeah, we had the summer. God, has it been that long?
It's been about 6 months, five months.
Nearly half a year then.
And people, they were clambering for a new podcast.
Oh, I had breakfast with a listener.
What?
A listener. Said, I'm coming past near where you live. Do you want to go grab a breakfast down the Wetherspoons? I said, yes.
What are you talking about?
A podcast listener came to my local Wetherspoons and bought me a fry up.
What are you talking about? How have you not mentioned this? We've spoken every day for the entirety of the time we haven't been recording.
Just saying, any listeners out there ever in the Norfolk region, you are more than welcome to come and buy me an all-day brunch at Wetherspoons. No bread,
beans. Who was it?
Stuart.
Stuart came and bought you breakfast.
Met his lovely wife and children. We all sat there. I was like the king of the table at the end. I wasn't at the end or king of the table. He paid. I did say, he had the app out. He goes, I've got the app on your advice. I was like, yes, good app. And I said, I'd like to give you some money. He said, no, I won't hear of it. I said, well, I owe you a breakfast.
Wow.
That happened. So if anyone wants to come up here and buy me drinks, breakfast, lunch, dinner, I'm at a loose end these days.
You could do with it.
Do a couple of blankets. A silver cape and a Bovril, just a little tap on the head. You human interaction.
Scruff of
the
hair.
Oh my God. So I was in Norwich the other day.
Yeah.
And there are still big issue vendors, right? Which I find odd, because that must be one of the only printed magazines that they still bother with.
Yes.
And now this is whatever. This is cool. I am cool with this. Most of the big issue vendors in Norwich seem to be, I don't know what they are. Kurdish? They wear like robes.
Okay.
Romanians, which is no problem. So anyway, this Romanian woman said to me, big issue? I went, no. And then she turned round and just like...
You said, I've got a few, yeah.
Yeah, I've got huge issues. Can you tell? I thought I was coping. So anyway, she turned round, and as she turned round, a guy was like right in front of her and she offered him one, and he was also a homeless, but he was a Caucasian native homeless. And he, you know, like when plumbers go on about Romanians come over and nicking my work. He did that. They won't even let me sell the issue. And you're fucking overselling issue. Fucking does my head in. And he was drinking a can of Monster Energy drink, which led me to the observation, which I think I've made before, but I reiterated in my mind. Why is it the only people I see drinking energy drinks are the people that need the least amount of energy?
Absolutely true.
It's always someone in head to toe Umbro standing outside Betfred.
They're huge as well. Like, surely you know if you're drinking that much refined sugar and caffeine, something's not... That cannot be good for you.
Remember the original portion size of a Red Bull? It was like a little aeroplane-sized can. Not the size of an aeroplane. The size of a can you would get served on a transatlantic flight.
And now you can buy a pint of Red Bull.
Yeah, well, that Monster and Rockstar and that, they're like big... Like, I remember when they first came out, I thought everyone started drinking during the day. I was like, am I in heaven? Have I died and gone to heaven? Everyone's just day drinking. Oh, no, it's energy drinks.
I remember buying the Tesco Red Bolt or whatever it was called and drinking a litre of that before football matches sometimes.
I used to drink like 3 Red Bulls before a gig when I first started.
I'll occasionally have a Red Bull before a gig. But I don't think it affects me. I don't think caffeine or sugar affects me in that way.
Well, sugar affects you, mate. It's an intervention that we need about that, physically. So anyway, I did a gig on Saturday and I threw up before the show, like 2 minutes before I went on. I had to go and put my fingers down my throat.
Why?
I felt so fucking ill. I was white. I looked in the mirror. I was sweating. My skin was like a grey, wet cardboard complexion. And my eyes were green. And I was like, ugh, and I was like dizzy. And I went and I threw up. And the first one, have you ever done this where you've made yourself sick?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Really?
Looked in the mirror.
So I put my fingers down my throat. And I went, and nothing come up. And the fucking pain in my chest.
Oh, my God.
It was like
horrible.
An airlock or something. And I was like punching my chest, going, ah, ah. Honestly, I was in so much pain. And then as soon as it died down, I did it again. And like,
you thought you'd given yourself a heart attack?
No, it felt like someone had given me a pineapple to swallow. And it was on a
rope. Yeah, I know. I had the pain at the weekend as well.
And just as the pineapple reached my stomach, they yanked the rope and pulled it back up again. It felt like that. So then I did put my finger down my throat again, and like a quarter of a pint came out, and I was like, didn't hurt as much, but it still hurt a bit. Then I did it again, and then I evacuated everything inside me, and it felt nice, and I felt better, and I washed my hands, and as I was washing my hands and looked in the mirror, and I sort of could see colour coming back to my cheeks, almost in front of my eyes. The MC called me on.
At that point.
Slightly after, but I tried to make the story better. Why'd you have to ruin it? I mean, I probably had like 5 minutes between that and going on.
Because, you know, I had exactly the same situation at the weekend, because I went on holiday last week to Tenerife.
Oh, yeah, you were. That cheered me up.
I got an absolute, one of the illest I've ever been on the last day. So the night before the last day, the penultimate night. I was so ill. I had to just lay a towel on the bathroom floor and lay on it because there was no point leaving the bathroom because I kept throwing up and shitting.
What, had you eaten something?
I don't know. I really don't know. So on the last day, I couldn't be in the sunshine laying by the pool. I had to be near the toilet and we had to check out the room, but we were there until 7 at night. So I had to go into a corridor of the hotel and just lay there with my hat over my face. Just inside. And at one point I heard this little girl talking to her mum. I couldn't hear what she said, but the mum went, oh no, I think he's okay, I think I saw him move earlier.
Can I just say, my whole takeaway from the anecdote is that are you a fucking toddler? Did you say I couldn't go out in the sunshine?
Well, no, I couldn't be away from the toilet because...
Well, you just say the sun. You don't say sunshine. Oh, I've got sunburn on my tummy, Wummy. It's the worstest pain in the whole wide world from the sunshine.
Well, you don't say sunshine.
No, I say sun, because I'm a fucking adult.
What are you talking about?
You say sunshine? That's what children say.
It's legitimate to say I'm out in the sunshine.
No, it's not. You say I'm out in the sun.
No, I don't.
Have you ever seen the relocation
program?
A place in the sun? It's not a place in the sunshine. Who are you, fucking Liam Gallagher? Sunshine.
I think you're fighting a losing battle here. I definitely think the word sunshine is fine.
I think that you're a big kid and you need to be exterminated as a such. Because that's what we do with children, we exterminate them.
Yeah, it doesn't work either, does it?
Choose pro-choice. No, well, listen, you don't say... When you said it, that made my heckles come up. You said sunshine, didn't like it.
Heckles?
Your heckles are up. It's like when you get your backs up.
Hackles?
Maybe. What's it got to do with you? You say potato, I say...
Sunshine.
Sunshine.
I feel like you'd say sunshine.
No, I'd say the sun. Get out in the sun. I think sunshine's like saying kitty cat or pussy cat or bunny rabbit.
Poop.
No, it's like an extraneous word. You say the sun, not the sunshine. Because if the sun's out, it's shining. Even if, you know what I mean?
Anyway, I couldn't be out in it in case I shit myself.
You couldn't be out in what?
The sunshine.
No, you fucking ruined it. You had your chance there. This could have been like genuine progress. Adolescence. Going through adolescence.
I didn't want to be out in the sun in case I shit my pants.
There you go. Now you sound like a grown up. Well done.
And then I had to get a 4.5 hour flight home, just gripping the seat in front of me with the stewards thinking I was scared of flying. Oh, are you a nervous flyer? No. Just scared I'm going to shit. Shit where I stand.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awful. I'm still not better yet.
I got the feeling on Saturday, if I hadn't have made myself vomit, I would have had the shits like 2 hours later. I think you can get it out early. Because I think it goes down. Once it goes down into your bowel, you're fucked, mate. Fuck that.
I was ill throughout the night. And I've never... I've never been as empty, I don't think. I've never fully... I've been sick and had the shits before, but I don't think I've ever actually completely and utterly emptied every tiny part of my body. Like, there was nothing in
it. Now and then, don't you?
But I also had that chest pain that you were talking of, and it felt like... I imagine it being almost like an airlock, good way of describing it, like the air was being pulled down to my stomach but out of my throat at the same time.
God, it was so painful. It's so painful, that feeling.
It's like a heart attack. It is like a heart attack.
Yeah, it's like the valve open. It's like you really rip the valve open for things to come out. And then like once you've got it over with, it's quite all right. But that initial dry heave, Jesus, I was... Fuck, that hurt. Like 10 out of 10 pain. Like, I was panicking. The gig went amazingly well. I actually did better than normal because I think I was feeling about 6 out of 10. So I walked on and acted 15 out of 10.
Yes.
And then it sort of levelled out at about 11 out of 10, which is one better.
I was
than
gigging
10.
In your hometown of Ipswich.
It's not my hometown. I've lived there for 2 years in my entire life and it's a hole.
In your home village. I was right there. Probably right near your house, actually.
Mm-hmm.
How did that go? Well, it went fine, but when I got there were like 3 people and someone said, "Oh yeah, the audience quite good." I went, "Who? What? Who?
Yeah, where are they?"
Those people. You've done that gig, I take it, have you?
Fuck knows.
But by the time I went on, there was maybe 11 people in.
That's all right. Double figures?
No.
Yes, it is. Can't argue with that. That is correct.
I can argue with that.
Double figures.
Oh yes, double figures, but
you just doing cool gigs, though, don't you?
Yeah, I really do.
You know, I'm still addicted to struggling. I don't know when I'm going to get over that.
I hate it. I can't be bothered. Actually, I find it funny. If I do badly, I find that funny. What I don't like doing is really shit gigs.
Hmm. I still feel like I deserve shit gigs.
I think I just refuse to go on to a really shit gig. But this one was actually a good gig in terms of the people who were there were laughing, they were going with the act, who were trying new material, and they were pleasant. But I think if I turned up to one of those gigs, you know, where it's a aggressive, horrible environment.
Oh, I love them.
I think I'd just go, you know what, I'm not going
to
bother.
So about a month ago, I was in Bristol again, doubling up, and I did the club, and then afterwards I had to hot foot it to a rugby club, 20 minutes away from the venue. And when I got in, they were all stood on the table singing because it was the day that England beat Australia in the World Cup.
A big day for
New Zealand. It was when England beat New Zealand in the semis. So it was about a week ago. Two weeks ago. It was the day we beat Australia in the quarter. Fucking hell, anyway. They'd all been on the piss since like 8 in the morning. And the first team won of this club I was at. And they were all singing on, and they were really, really rowdy. And I preferred it, and it's like my dream. That's my dream gig. It was so good. I did half hour. It was
lovely.
They're
your people, aren't they?
It's not just that. I just prefer that. I don't like the Edinburgh where they're listening to you like a theatre. I like it when it's like.
No, I like boisterousness to a certain level, but I want it to be. I want it to help my flow and not me have to battle it away.
Put out fires, as they say, when you're just dealing with hecklers.
Yeah, but then, like, you know, the big clubs can be like that on a weekend. You can do Up the Creek or
other big clubs,
Comedia or Covent Garden, whatever.
Other big clubs
are available, and
you can have
a battle on those, can't you?
Mm, yes, you may. You can find yourself in a mortal battle, yes.
But have a lovely time.
Oh, super duper time. So I'm really pushing my career. I've never been working more. I'm booking in gigs. I'm approaching people shamelessly with cap in hand or video in email and saying, please, can I work for you? I'm actually quite good at this now. Because I've been going 10 years now, Ash.
Yeah.
Oh, and 10 years. It was 10 years in June.
So I must be approaching that sort of figure soon. I don't know when I started.
I'm always just a little bit ahead of you in everything, aren't I?
You are. Well, you started before me, yeah.
Yeah. Older than you.
Yeah, that's always going to be the case.
My kid's older than yours.
Yeah.
I stopped using the N-word. I'm sure that won't be long before you cut that out of your life. And
you've
I think
got to imagine. You've got to imagine.
Yeah, you've got to think that that's going to happen.
Sooner or later.
So your Arsenal, beloved Arsenal FC, are having a season.
Yeah, they're rubbish.
Norwich are rubbish also. Although we did beat Manchester City.
Oh, this happened since last we spoke.
What?
My successful radio show on a Saturday afternoon with Matt Adlington and Ross McGrain.
Axed. I'm going to be a guest tomorrow, right?
Axed.
What have they axed you?
They've axed the show. Ross got the weekend breakfast show. They axed the football show completely.
Mm. And as soon as they did that, the Shrimpers went downhill, did they? I don't know.
Absolutely the same time. There's no denying it's because of that. But doing a show.
I heard it was to do with faulty mixing desk.
Could be.
I heard it got smothered in a beverage.
Oh, I mean, that did happen. But
that was so funny. You can talk about it now you've been axed, can't you?
Well, who was it that knocked it over?
Well, it wasn't you or me, and you did your show with Matt, right?
Yeah.
So let's not say who it was, but it wasn't. And so I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, everyone's animated. Somebody had knocked an entire mug of like herbal tea over the mixing console, and I just laughed.
Like 10 grand's worth of equipment,
and you tipped upside down, and it was like a shower head. It was all just coming out of the gaps.
Well, they didn't know what to. No one knew what to do to get it out. So I thought, let's get the thing out and turn it upside down at the very least.
And I just went into the other room and nicked some more of those stale Pringles that someone had left on their desk.
We shouldn't really say this because I'm still. We do still have a show on that radio station.
Sorry. You're Clive, yeah? Sorry, I thought I was talking to Clive. That was when I did the radio show.
Let's make this clear as well. That isn't the only time that has happened. The same culprit did the same thing.
I thought I was talking to. I was on the Clive and Percy show. Yeah, that wasn't you at all.
But
sorry,
he's done
mate.
It. He did it again. He did it actually
Percy
again.
For radio,
but this time he
Essex
just
year.
Stood there. He stood there, looking at it. Just couldn't.
You think
couldn't
the station
believe.
Would impose a no drinks in the recording studio?
I totally agree.
Why don't they just say you're not allowed to take drinks in there?
Well, I don't get it. But then I'd never knock a drink over.
I mean, it's not like they've got signs up everywhere saying no food or drink allowed in here. Why don't they just, you know?
Yeah, totally. But
why
yes.
are human beings obsessed with signs? Have you noticed this?
Yeah.
Like, I used to work in a factory and like someone was doing something like leaving their stuff in front of the lockers. I don't know what it was. And some bloke got work there. He didn't have any jurisdiction. He went, I'll put a sign up. Like, as if it meant something. I was like, oh, you wrote something on a bit of paper and then stuck
you
it
You could
on
do
fucking...
it. That's the whole thing. We're totally and utterly controlled by signs. And
what
things.
Is the mythical power of a horizontal
is,
piece of paper
bizarre,
on a fucking
but you
wall?
Can tell people what to do and how to do it, and they just do it. Most people are looking to be told what to do. So you can control people by just...
What is it really? What is with the magic of a sign? Like, you know, can put people, a thing. Oi, and they just point to the wall. There's a sign up there, and it will say, like, just something that someone could make up, like, don't.
You could direct people to join a queue that they didn't want to be a part of by putting a sign up with an arrow.
But I don't even mean, like, an official sign. Like, some bloke could write, like, something on a bit of paper and stick it on the wall, and all of a sudden it's the law.
But have
Why?
You seen that thing Darren Brown did where he put a full
Bum
wallet
someone.
Full of cash... And he did a circle around it in red paint on Regent Street and nobody picked it up. But if you just leave a wallet there, it's picked up in about 30 seconds. But if you put a circle around it, they leave it alone. People
well,
are
yeah,
constantly
you think
you're being
looking. Set up.
People are constantly looking for direction.
I think we look for chaos. We look for order amongst the chaos.
Yes,
chaos
that's exactly
as
it.
Yeah, and I think like a sign on the wall is like, for some reason, like I said, if I put a bit of paper on a table that said, do not eat these biscuits, someone would eat them. But if I stuck it on the wall, everyone's like, oh, there's a sign up. Like, it fucking means something.
Although saying that, after being
you
in
would
Spain,
always eat the biscuits.
Yeah. I've missed this. It's been like 6 months of not being called a fat, piggy-faced little pig. I realised why we didn't
I would have hoped you. I was hoping your girlfriend would have stepped up and filled that role.
I'm on a diet. I've lost weight.
Well, you're saying that that's like saying Hitler rescued a puppy. He's got a long way to go before redemption has been achieved.
That's fair. Oh, I booked in a wedding. I'm getting married.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah, you're coming.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Spoil it.
You can come along.
Yeah, I've got an idea for the TV show for your wedding. I've got an idea for the TV show for your wedding.
Okay.
My big fat Essex wedding man.
It's not going to be in Essex.
Well, you're from Essex.
Okay. There's going to be drinks before the wedding, before the ceremony, and actually, as you're watching the boring bit of us actually getting married, you can have a drink then as well.
Well, I'd have a hip flask anyway. So I would be drinking regardless.
You don't drink that kind of you don't drink whiskey, do you?
I drink hard liquor now, yep. I'm in the hard liquor.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. You know, this is my philosophy, Ash. I look at my life and I look at everything around me and I say, do you know what? You only live once. Let's get it over and done with. I'm sick of it now. And the beer is a delicious thing. I think it's man's greatest achievement. I've always said this. Man's greatest cultural achievement is our alcohol.
But you're always admonishing yourself. So you're like, I don't deserve beer. I'm going to drink whiskey.
No,
instead.
What it is what this is the alcohol. If there was no alcohol, I don't think that's what led us to develop agriculture. We couldn't drink the water, so we had to brew wine, beer, mead, whatever, ales, and drink that. And then because you need to drink all the time, that's how the first agriculture and the first cultivated crop would have been hops and barley. And then also vineyards for the wine and our European cousins. So alcohol, basically, nothing has leapt forward human progress more than alcohol. But, so I love beer and I will always have a special place in my belly. But I've been looking at the world thinking, yeah, I had enough now. Let's get this over and done with. And it's just a bit slow on the liver. So I was just thinking, if I could just start introducing a litre of spirits a week at minimum, maybe I can speed this process up a little bit.
What are you trying
catalyst.
To knock up? There's all sorts of things. Smoking takes seven minutes of fag off your life.
Mm-hmm.
Trim a bit off the end that way.
But there is an act on the circuit, I can't remember what it is, that says, but the point is it's the end of your life, it takes off, which is shit anyway. It's not like you can be 18 for another 7 minutes if you don't have a cigarette.
Well, if you smoke enough.
Well, no, but you don't get that 7 minutes back at the beginning of your life. If you
no, what I'm saying
smoking,
is if you smoke enough, you could end it before you got old.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. Who wants to get fucking old?
I do.
I'm struggling enough at 44, mate. Everything hurts. I look like shit.
You look good. I saw a picture of you yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, you sent me a picture.
No, I don't feel it. I don't feel good.
You got your gloops.
Got my gloop, my Augustuses going on.
Yeah. Good.
Good.
I'm pleased.
Well, that was a little... Well, they ease us back in. Next one will be better.
Well, yeah. It's good to have you back.
No, don't say that.
It's true. I've just been sitting here waiting for Skype to ring for the last few
Do you like
months.
The Skype tune? Do, do, do. Yeah,
What I look forward to most with the podcast, to be honest.
Should we just play that on loop instead of us talking? Do,
yeah.
do. I don't know how it goes, but I know I sort of know.
Pretty
you
good.
Can't. Yeah,
pretty
you can't
good.
Really hum it. Like they used to say that, like the theme tune to The Bill. You can't hum it.
That's true.
It's in some weird time phrase, isn't it? I'm getting banged back into the guitar. I've bought some accoutrements.
I've bought
a thumb pick. Which goes on your thumb. It's like a clip that goes around your thumb with a plectrum on it.
Can we expect a new theme tune soon then?
Yeah. But I'm actually trying to learn very, very complicated early blues finger picking style like Robert Johnson.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
It's so hard. Because your thumb's playing the bass on the fourth note, on the beginning of the bar. And then your four fingers are picking, but it's so hard to not punctuate what you're picking with your fingers with your thumb. It's like learning all over again. It's so hard. But I need something like that in my life.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Hmm.
I wouldn't bother.
No, you wouldn't, because you're an incredibly lazy, nihilistic man.
Yeah.
Well, we've all got our own thing.
We've all got our own axe to bear.
Yeah, we've all got our own bear to axe.
Yeah. So, this is us. We're back. Thank you for listening. Thank you for waiting. I wonder how many people are going to that actually have been waiting. I wonder how many people just deleted their subscription.
I think the podcast game is very much what have you done for me lately. I think you miss a week and they just don't give a fuck. And neither should they, nor should they.
No. So welcome back. There'll be... we'll put this up. Should we put this up first for the Patreon listeners? Because they've been so patient.
Yeah.
We'll give them a couple of days... And then this will go... Because, I mean, basically, if you have been supporting us on Patreon, we'll put it on hold So no one was being charged for the nothingness. But we're gonna tweak all that, aren't we?
We've got to say that this time, if they want us to stay around, we need more money, right? Can we say that?
Well, you've just said it, mate.
Yeah, I can't do this for nothing. Because all our things have expired. It's my fault. I've not been on. But haven't we got to start paying out for all the services again?
Like everything has expired.
We've got to pay for the hosting, the Dropbox, the this, the that.
That has happened. But let's just not get back.
Send us a one-off on Ko-fi if you want. Just show us a bit of monetary love and we'll get this up and running. Then we will not miss it anymore. We'll be back. If you like us back.
I think what we're going to do is we're going to tweak the Patreon to make it much more acceptable for everyone. Everyone can get some benefits. We're going to be doing the monthly extra podcast. We're going to be doing the video monthly podcast. And we're going to make it available to as many people as possible. The thing is, all of the older episodes were available. Unfortunately, due to the fact we couldn't carry on affording the Dropbox, they've now... I don't know if I've... They might be on Patreon, I think, all of the Dropboxes. I can't remember what I did with them. All the Dropboxes,
well,
all the old
careless.
Episodes. All the old episodes went up somewhere. I can't remember where I put them, though. But they were available, maybe to everyone, maybe somewhere.
I'm really cold.
It is cold. Thank you for staying with us. It's great to be back. Justin?
Yeah.
I love you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks, listener.
No, that didn't happen.
You haven't said bye yet.
Bye.
Thanks, listener. Or you didn't say that you loved me back.
Bye.
You haven't said it.
What? I'm losing some you. People, hang on. What, are you going for a bad... So I'm losing you.
I'm going for a bad...
Going for a bad patch.
I think you're a good person. See you later.
Bye.